This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Big Al is taking the week off. He and his lovely wife, Kathy, headed down to Oregon and just wanted to get away from it for a little bit. So he fully handed me the reins for this week's show. I hope you all enjoy it. I've put together a great lineup. We're going to chat about not only domestic issues, because there was some interesting news that came out this week. First of all, just on jobless claims going up. Mortgage applications going down. We also had last week, we all know of the Euro announcement from the ECB talking about potentially starting a QE, although details are still thin on that. So we're going to cover all of these and, of course, relate everything back to precious metals. To kick off this show, I'm joined right now by Peter Buchvar. You might have seen Peter as a regular contributor on CNBC. He is the chief market analyst for the Lindsay Group. Peter, let's start it off by chatting about what's been going on in the Eurozone. Some real weakness being shown there. What are some of your comments on how this is going to impact not only the Euro, but also domestically here in the U.S.?
Well, I think the most interesting market reaction to what the ECB announced last Thursday, putting aside the obvious Euro weakness, is the historic bond market rally that seems to have temporarily ended. Whether it's permanently ended obviously remains to be seen, but at least it's temporarily ended. That's one of the catch-22s of what central bankers are doing, in that on one hand, they want lower and lower interest rates, but on the other hand, they somewhat want to dilute that by creating higher inflation, which then in turn will give you higher interest rates. So it's very possible that last Thursday's news trying to convince the markets that inflation is what they want and they will not stop till they get it. Maybe that was the ringing of the bell of this historic bond market rally in Europe and therefore potentially in the U.S. Even in Japan, we've seen two-month highs in the JGB 10-year yield. So if we've seen the bottom in rates, I think that's going to be a very important thing, because we have a very still over-levered global economy. And the last thing that we need is higher interest rates. So ironically, in the central bankers' best attempts to, quote unquote, bail us out or save the system or generate higher economic growth, can end up mucking this all up because they don't seem to be happy with low inflation or low interest rates.
Now, Peter, before we get into a lot of the Fed speak that was coming out this past week on potentially raising interest rates sooner rather than later, I want to quickly again touch on this Eurozone, the QE announced by the ECB. QE had quite the impact on the markets here in the U.S. Do you think it's going to have a similar impact on the Euro markets?
I don't. I think it's going to be a little different. Number one, from a asset price wealth effect type influence that the Fed wanted to have on U.S. markets, it's certainly different in Europe because most people don't even own stocks. And obviously they're taking a somewhat different tack to try to regenerate lending as opposed to just monetizing government debt. The problem is that there's not much of what the ECB wants to buy. The asset-backed market is relatively small. Cutting interest rates to essentially zero and deposit rates to negative, well, that's shown to have no effect. And I think hopefully at some point central banks learn the lesson that when you have too much debt and you have very low interest rates, the only benefit we get is refinancing, because you can't convince somebody to borrow anew when they're trying to delever, and it doesn't matter what the cost of money is. So I actually think that we're at the end of the line in the market's faith in the ability of central bankers to generate economic growth. And it's very possible that if that becomes more entrenched, I think there'll be a little disillusionment in the ability of central bankers to even lift asset prices.
I have to say, Peter, I thought that people would almost wake up earlier to these central bankers' ploys of just trying to keep these markets going. It's a continuing kicking the can down the road. As you said, leverage and low interest rates just leads to, I believe, more leverage. And we see that heavily in the U.S. markets. But then we also see that essentially around the world in China and Europe. Peter, let's talk about U.S. First of all, the QE taper. We do have an FOMC announcement coming next week. We're all assuming that this taper, I believe, will be over in the next couple months. How is this going to impact the markets? Do you think the Fed has done it properly and we're just going to coast on through this announcement?
Well, I'm of the belief that markets, because of the actions of the Fed, are no longer a discounting mechanism and are just purely reactive to whatever any central banker says. So on one hand, with that said, those that believe in the discounting mechanism, they think that the end of QE, well, we've absorbed it, it's been set in stone for a while, we know what's going to happen, therefore it's not going to be a big deal. I take issue with that. I don't think that you can end a $1 trillion annualized stimulus program, which was QE 3 and 4, have it go to zero, and there be no impact whatsoever. But that's the mentality that the markets have taken. Now, after QE 1 and QE 2 ended, the Fed telegraphed to the world when it was going to end. Markets still rallied right up to the end, and then within weeks, peaked out and fell 15 to 20%. So the Fed tried to change their tack and tried to ease their way out of this, and hoping that we don't get the same result. But I still think that we may get the same result, and that when the reality of $1 trillion going away or going to zero of new incremental buying, that's going to matter. And it's going to matter also in conjunction with the belief that interest rates are moving up at some point soon. And that's a change because we have the Fed and other central banks have created this artificial construct of obviously money printing and zero rates. And at least for now, that is going away. And if you want to just hang your hat on the economic fundamentals as a basis for your investing decisions, I think that's going to leave you flat-footed.
Well, and you mentioned it, Peter, U.S. interest rates you think are going to rise. We heard a lot of talk coming out of the Fed this week hinting at potentially higher interest rates. I know throughout the week we were doing some daily editorials. Some people were thinking this is simply just the Fed trying to talk the markets lower. You don't have that same opinion, though, do you?
I think that the Fed is realizing that, and I hate the cliche of falling behind the curve, but I think they're way, way, way behind the reality of the economic data. And I don't necessarily think the Fed's going to tell you that they're raising rates sooner rather than later. I just think that they're going to take out the wording of using time as a metric of when they raise rates and say we're focusing on the data. Because, again, they keep making up policy in the sense that Bernanke laid out some benchmarks that if they would hit, they would end QE and raise rates. Well, we went right through that, and then they changed the rules, and they changed the rules again with respect to the unemployment rate and the Fed funds rate. But now we're reaching a point where zero interest rates is actually really, really bad policy in the context of a labor market that is getting better slowly, but getting better enough to the point that zero interest rates is completely incompatible. And people have to remember that even if they raised to 1% next year in the Fed funds rate, 100 basis points essentially, which is in line with what the Fed has basically told the markets according to their forecasts, they'd still be extraordinarily accommodative. But a market and an economy that's been addicted to zero and has been addicted to QE won't necessarily respond well to that. So on one hand, you say, oh, well, the Fed can't raise rates because look at all the messes that this will cause. Well, we have to get out of this mess to begin with because zero interest rates to me is a mess. It's terrible policy, it's irresponsible, and it's dangerous. And there's no easy way out of what they've created. So the sooner they start this process, the better, regardless of the market impact that we're going to see, in my opinion.
I could not agree with you more, Peter. Everybody stick around. We're going to have Peter on the next segment. We're going to relate this all to gold and silver.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Last segment and this segment, I will continue to talk with Peter Buchvar. Peter, we ended the last segment talking about any move in interest rates and the impact that it could have here in the U.S. on the markets. Let's also relate this to gold and silver. We're seeing the QE fully tapered. U.S. interest rates might be coming up. Euro is weak. Where does gold and silver fit into this?
Well, unfortunately, right now, gold and silver really just trading off the strength of the dollar, and people thinking that somehow it should only trade off the dollar. But I think behind the scenes, the fundamentals are setting up to be tremendously bullish for gold, in the sense that the reason why the dollar keeps rallying is because everything else is getting debased. If you look at the Reserve Bank of New Zealand last night, that kept interest rates unchanged, but said they expect a quote-unquote further significant appreciation in the New Zealand dollar, which would be reinforced as monetary policy in the U.S. begins to normalize. So you have New Zealand that wants a weaker currency. You have Australia. You have Japan. You have the Europeans. You have the Swiss. You have the Canadians, all beating their currencies up. The problem is that this is a beggar thy neighbor policy. It is a zero-sum game. But the more this happens, people are going to realize that gold is really going to be the only man standing in this global race to weaken one's currency.
Peter, what's interesting that I find in the markets is you look internationally, and gold is doing actually quite well if you're pricing it in other currencies, because those currencies are really falling. The fact of the matter is I still think some investors out there are, instead of looking to gold as a safe haven bet, looking to the U.S. markets. There's something that needs to change here, doesn't there?
Well, granted, the U.S. has a relatively closed economy, in the sense that exports are a small fraction of our economy compared to, you know, Germany, for example. But to think that somehow the U.S. is immune to what's going on overseas in terms of not only currency debasement but economic growth. I mean, when you think about, we have Europe, which is basically in a recession again. We have most of Latin America is back in a recession, led by Brazil. China keeps slowing. Japan's economy, in light of everything they've done, hasn't grown in a year. And to think that the U.S. is somehow going to sail right through this, I think is hugely mistaken. And then you throw in a strong U.S. dollar relative to these other currencies, and that's obviously going to be a hit to earnings, getting back to my zero-sum game thesis. So, I guess on a relative basis, you can think that the U.S. is a safe haven, but from an asset price standpoint, you can also make the argument that the U.S. markets are probably the most expensive markets in the world. Therefore, it's not a safe haven. Maybe it's a safe haven geographically, but certainly not from a valuation perspective.
Absolutely, and I think that's why gold and silver will have their day to shine again. That's also why I think gold and silver aren't absolutely plummeting. We have seen some big moves down this week. This was clearly not a good week. We are heading into the FOMC announcement next week. We have been typically seeing the precious metals not perform overly well going into this announcement. Are you seeing more of the same there, Peter?
I do. I think, yes, all eyes are on the Fed. And I think people are going to have to realize that with respect to interest rates, even with the Fed raising rates, it's still going to be a very slow, methodical process. And even if they raise to 1%, 100 basis points of hikes, that is still extraordinarily accommodative and still wholly inappropriate relative to the rate of inflation. I mean, historically speaking, the Fed funds rate is about 200 basis points above the rate of inflation. So if we're running at 1.5% to 2%, even 1.5% is going to be hugely bullish for gold relative to the rate of inflation.
So, Peter, how long do you think that some of these gold stocks can stick around with the price being held down?
I think over the past year, now we're obviously 3 years into this gold bear market, but over the past year, I want to believe that a lot of gold mining managements have gotten religion in the sense that they've focused more on their internal operations and cash flow rather than empire building, and have readjusted their operations to the current pricing environment. And that while for some high-cost mines, the price of gold is in line with that, I think that a lot of these managements have again, gotten religion, and that if we do get the eventual, and I say inevitable, rise in gold prices from here, there's going to be a lot of profit to be had. And whereas the first 10 years of this gold bull market was mostly driven by the commodity price itself rather than the underlying stock prices, this time around it could be gold stocks that lead the way.
It would be nice to see gold stocks leading the way. We have seen gold stocks leading on the way down, too. I know a lot of our listeners are very interested in those gold stocks. Peter, kind of to wrap it up here, we only have about 2.5 more minutes. Let's touch on a potential contagion factor of if the euro markets completely fall out of bed. Is that going to hurt the U.S. markets as well?
I think there's no doubt. The European region is the biggest economy in the world, bigger than the U.S. So what is happening there cannot be ignored whatsoever. Our bond markets seem to have been tethered to theirs. On a daily basis, our markets seem to be highly correlated with theirs. And in a sense, we're in this together.
Which I think that's just kind of the way that all these markets have gone. We're so related to each other's, markets and interdependence. It's going to be interesting to see when the first nail in the coffin finally comes down.
Yes.
Peter, maybe a minute left. Tell us a little bit about the Lindsay Group and what you do for them.
The Lindsay Group is run by Larry Lindsay. He was a Federal Reserve governor in the mid-90s. He was the director of the National Economic Council for George W. Bush and also worked in the George H. Bush, H.W. Bush and Reagan White Houses. And it's a macroeconomic market research firm that was started in 2003. And I am their chief market analyst. So I'm giving a market spin to a lot of the macroeconomic factors that impact markets.
Peter, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You provide great insights, I believe, not only domestically but internationally. I know just from the comments that we generate on our website, people really do enjoy hearing what you have to say. I don't think you're going to get a whole lot of disagreement either. There is some really scary things going on in the markets. I think leverage is one of those initially very scary aspects of it, and then also these QE programs that central bankers still think that they have the power to move markets, and right now they still do, but when they lose that power, man, those markets I think are going to correct quite fiercely.
Yeah. I think people, I'll be quick, people have to understand that this is the third bubble over the past 15 years. And if you think this is somehow different, it's not. This is the third bubble. Who knows when it's going to pop, but it will end the same way as the previous ones did in terms of a sharp decline in asset prices when it's all said and done.
Absolutely. I think that is a great comment to leave it on. Keep that in mind, everybody. Well, we need to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Dan Oliver. He's going to continue our discussion on not only the QE taper, but also potential interest rate rises and how this will all play into gold and silver in the future. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I hope everyone enjoyed our conversation with Peter Buchvar in the last couple segments. You know, Peter really takes a great look at the markets, I believe, and really is able to sum up his thoughts in a great way that's easy to understand for everybody. And another person who is fantastic at analyzing macro trends in the economy is Dan Oliver. Dan Oliver is the founder of Myrmican Capital, based out of New York. Dan and I met a few years back at a conference in New York, and ever since then I've been bringing him on a fairly regular basis. So Dan, let's kick this segment off by chatting about the ECB. We continue to hear updated stories about how their QE program will focus on buying asset-backed securities. What's some of your comments on where this will take not only the European markets, but how that could filter down to the U.S.?
I think the discussion of QE is for the most part very misguided. I think people don't really understand what money is, and therefore their analysis goes awry. And before we talk about the ECB, I'd like to look back at how banking really began. And I think a good example of that is the Bank of Amsterdam that was founded in the 1609, I think. And what they would do is, gold coins are very illiquid because each coin is a little bit different. They get clipped. Like who knows how much gold is actually in it? So what people would do is they would bring their coins to the Bank of Amsterdam. The Bank of Amsterdam would weigh them, assay them, and then give you banknotes. And the banknotes were totally liquid because each banknote was exactly the same. In fact, it was checkbook money, but it functioned as banknotes. And what the reason that these notes traded in the market was you could always go back to the bank and get your gold out. So the banknotes were very liquid. They were very self-similar, but they were backed by gold. Now, anyone looking at Bank of Amsterdam money, saying, well, what's the money supply? Well, the more gold that came into the Bank of Amsterdam, of course, the more notes they issued. But that doesn't mean the notes became worth less. As long as each note maintained its gold backing,
It didn't matter how many notes they printed. Each one was worth exactly the same. So if we take that model, of course, later the Bank of Amsterdam issued notes with no backing, and then they did lose value. But as long as they back the note consistently, then we shouldn't really care how many of them there are. So if we think about QE from that perspective, what the ECB has announced they're going to do is, you read somewhere that they're going to print lots of euros, but that's not really what they're doing. They're swapping euro notes for euro assets. And what are these assets they're taking? Well, they're taking, my understanding is, the very highest quality of asset-backed securities. In other words, it's not purely inflationary. It's actually, as long as it's backed by a real asset, it doesn't have that much effect on the value of these notes, and it's not all that inflationary. Let's contrast what the ECB is proposing to do with what the Fed did, right? The Fed started its QE program, and it wasn't buying gold. It wasn't buying short-term asset-backed securities. It was buying 30-year bonds, right? That was how the Fed wanted to reintroduce liquidity into the market. So then you say to yourself, well, okay, it's one thing to buy a current asset that has a lot of value, but how much value does a 30-year treasury bond trading at 4% yield really have? And I would argue very little, given the debt levels in the United States and the deficit that Congress continually runs up. There's no discipline in Congress, certainly not at the presidency. So why would we think that these three-year bonds have any value? And that is how the inflation works. There was an article recently in the Wall Street Journal from an economist saying that, well, you know, the Fed's QE program didn't matter because the income from the bonds they buy can be used to pay the banks that keep their reserves at the Federal Reserve. And that's true. As long as interest rates stay the same, the Fed's income from their QE program matches their expenses. But, of course, what happens when rates go up? Well, the bonds they own, the rates stay exactly the same for decades, but the amount that all the banks goes through the roof. And it's that discontinuity in the maturity rate. The Fed has long-term assets on its balance sheet and it issues short-term liabilities. That's what creates the real potential for a meltdown of the dollar. But to my understanding, that's not really what the ECB is proposing to do, that they're proposing to buy short-term asset-backed securities. So they don't really have as much of this mismatch on their balance sheet. So in short, I don't think it really matters how many euros there are. I think what matters is what backs them. And so the charts that purport to show, well, if you add up the balance sheets of the Bank of England, the Fed, the ECB, and the Bank of Japan, you get this very steep curve going up, and everyone assumes, well, that should send gold into the stratosphere, and gold hasn't gone there yet, so there's a problem with that model. And that chart will keep going up now with the ECB doing their own QE. But I wouldn't expect that to really have any great influence until the ECB is forced not to buy the best assets, which, of course, by the way, when they do that, they strip it out of the banking system, right? They're taking the best assets out of the banking system, which is itself can create instability. I think the problems will come later when the ECB is forced to buy, for example, the government debt of Greece, Spain, Italy, those sorts of things. In other words, when they issue euros against assets which effectively have no value, that's where the real fun will begin at that point. And of course, in the United States, in terms of dollar, I think the challenges will begin when rates are going up and you start seeing large losses at the Federal Reserve.
Dan, you bring up a good point regarding the types of assets that these QE programs are focused on, and that's been one of the biggest issues I've had with the Fed's QE program. And coming from my background as a CA, CPA here in Canada, I look at the numbers and I look at kind of the accounting processes behind how the Fed's balance sheet is being calculated. And when you look at the Fed's balance sheet, it does have a lot of long-term assets that I don't believe are written to market value, but if the Fed was a publicly traded company, they'd need to reassess some of these assets and say, what can we get for these on the open market? And quite frankly, I think if the Fed did that, they'd be in for a rude awakening and their balance sheet would shrink. And that, I think, could very much handcuff not only the market, but also the perception of what the Fed has done. Your comments?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, talking about the Fed's balance sheet, of course, there are two sides to a balance sheet. There's an asset and a liability. And to your point, if the Fed were to ever try to sell some of these 30-year treasury bonds that they've been buying, the market would evaporate. Most Wall Street bond traders try to front-run the Fed because it gives them free money. So if the Fed announces, hey, we're selling, that means that the Wall Street community would, of course, front-run that too. So then you see a very precipitous decline in the assets on the Fed's balance sheet. Of course, you wouldn't see any change in their liabilities. And that's how people, companies, governments, and central banks go broke, is when their liabilities stay the same or grow and their assets are shrinking. And all of a sudden now they can't match them up. The current view in monetary circles is that it doesn't matter what happens to the Fed's balance sheet, because all that matters is how many dollars there are. So these are people who really care about the quantity theory of money, and they just say, well, look, you know, if there are more dollars, then each one's worth less. And the point of my discussion about the Bank of Action is this just simply isn't true. That's not how balance sheets work. It's not how banks work. And if you look at principally, and one of my favorite papers on this, it's called The Ends of Four Inflations by Thomas Sargent, who recently won the Nobel Prize in Economics. If you look at the hyperinflations of Central European countries post-World War I, what he found was that those were really caused by losses on their central banks' balance sheets. These central banks were buying local government debt, which had no hope of being paid, and issuing their notes against it. So again, they were issuing notes with nothing backing them. And my view on the markets, on the Fed, on gold, et cetera, is informed by this view, and it's why I feel very strongly that as long as rates behave themselves, I don't think we should see major dislocations in the dollar or the markets, because the Fed remains solvent, to your point, as long as the bonds are valued where they currently are. But, you know, to the extent that the United States can't get its debt problem under control, and there's no chance of that happening in Congress, or no matter who wins the midterm elections, at some point you're going to see those bonds roll over. And that's the point when the Fed's assets will simply not be enough to meet the liabilities, and liabilities will have to decline in value. And what the liability of the Federal Reserve is the dollar. And that is when we'll see, I think, the real fireworks in the gold markets and the broader markets too, of course.
Dan, great chatting with you. Everybody, please stick around. We're going to be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. You know, I have to say, Dan Oliver is just a fantastic guest. He really provides a interesting, in-depth look at not only the gold industry, but also what the Fed policies have in store and what they might mean coming down the line for us. In this segment, we're going to shift it up a little bit, get a company update from a company that Al and myself are very interested in. We are shareholders of this company, so please do not construe this as investment advice. The company is Theralase Technologies. We have on the line with us Roger White, President and CEO. We also have on the line the national investor, Chris Temple. Chris is going to be joining me to, in a sense, grill Roger and see what's coming down the line for Theralase. So, Roger, let's kick it off by chatting about the therapeutic division of Theralase. I understand there is a new device that Theralase is planning on releasing in the market coming up in the next couple months. Can you touch on that, please?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me back on the show, Corey. And it's good to see you, talk to you as well, Chris.
Likewise.
The therapeutic division, the new product we've got coming down the pipe, is called the TLC 2000. It's a clear enhancement on our existing technology in that it can sense how deep a condition is in human body and can automatically adjust to that and deliver an exact dose of energy to it. So it's just a far superior device to any other product on the market, including our own current offering. So this technology, we have stated many times that we're launching in fourth quarter, and we're still on that timeline. So we have packages going out. We've identified our five key opinion leaders. We have packages going out to them this week on the documentation of the device, of the TLC 2000. We will have devices in their hands by the end of the month, and so they'll be taking it through an evaluation. We'll be going through the CSA and Health Canada and FDA approval process, and we would expect to have that product in the Canadian market at least beginning of November. So we're going to look at launching it in Canada beginning of November, fourth quarter. Once we get the devices out there and we start to roll that technology across our existing practitioners, we have about 800 existing practitioners in Canada, about 400 in the U.S. and internationally. Coming into first, second quarter of 2015, once we've launched the product, it's stable, it's performing as it should, then we would turn our attention to the U.S. and start to roll that out in the U.S. So some very exciting times coming up for us in fourth quarter.
Roger, the real blue sky to Theralase is definitely the cancer division. You came out with a news release on Tuesday of last week entitled Theralase Launches Multi-Wavelength Laser for Cancer Destruction. Can you explain to our audience what that means for the company moving forward, please?
Absolutely. As we develop, we have four lead PDCs, or photodynamic compounds. These are custom-built molecules that have an affinity for cancer cells. They enter the cancer cells, and then when light activated, are able to destroy those cancer cells safely and effectively without damaging healthy surrounding tissue. So great technology as compared to the existing options today for cancer patients, which would be surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation, which we're all well familiar with. The announcement on Tuesday was really that we've launched our first, what we call a TLC-3000 device. This is a device which has various wavelengths which are able to activate our photodynamic compounds in the presence of cancer cells. So by using different wavelengths, we can target different depths. By using different concentrations of light and different concentrations of compounds, we can optimize the effect on the destruction of cancer cells. So you want to minimize the light, minimize the amount of compound that you're using to destroy those cancer cells. So this is our first model or first edition, so to speak, that's able to adjust both the wavelength and the amount of light that's being delivered to a 96 well plate, which is a plate with 96 well. There's 96 containers that hold cancer cells, so that we can really optimize our throughput. This device becomes the precursor to our human device, which will be out in 2015, the end of 2015, I'd say fourth quarter 2015, which will be able to have biofeedback technology, fiber optic technology, sensing technology, you know, a very, very sophisticated device, enabled to, you know, enter the body through various orifices or, you know, laparoscopically, and be able to destroy cancer anywhere in the body.
Chris, now that we have the update on what Theralase has been working on and what's coming down, at least the short-term pipeline, what are some of the questions you have for Roger?
Well, Roger, first of all, thanks for this time and opportunity again to visit with you. I'm curious for present purposes about two things. First of all, where you see year-end revenues coming in, when all is said and done, assuming that you're going to get a little bit of a bump up late in the year from the TLT-2000. And also, if in order to accelerate things somewhat, you anticipate a share offering or some other kind of financing.
Absolutely, Chris. The as we've always stated, our guidance has been that we would do approximately $500,000 in revenue per quarter for the first three quarters of this year, so up to about September 30th. So we're looking in the, you know, $1.2 to $1.5 million in the first 9 months of this year. Going into fourth quarter, it really is going to depend on the launch date of the TLC-2000, how quickly the uptake or the adoption is of that technology over our existing technology. We think that if we get it out November 1st, we'll get a good, you know, 1.5, almost 2 months of selling of that technology. And I feel that we can add at least, you know, anywhere from $1.5 to $3 million in sales in that 2 months with the launch of this new technology. So that would put us at about $3 to $4 million, somewhere in that range for guidance. Going into 2015, obviously we've got the full year ahead of us. We've got lots of our existing technology that we can upgrade to this new technology, plus competitive products. So I think on a guidance, we would like to see revenues in excess of $5 million going into 2015. Hopefully more, but that would be our guidance going forward. As far as financings or share options coming down, the company's fairly well capitalized at this point. We're sitting at around $3 million in cash. So we have enough cash as it is to complete the launch of the TLC-2000 and even prepare for our human trials slated for the end of first quarter 2015, beginning of second quarter 2015. So you're looking about the March-April time frame. The financing, what we're looking at is, you know, obviously you want to make hay when the sun shines. So if we were able to you know, generator financing, we'd look at doing something of about a $5 million round, hopefully north of 50 cents. Coming into 2015 or the early part of that, if we are able to see a stock price north of a dollar, we'd look at something in the $10 to $25 million range. But again, we don't need the cash. We don't have to take it at lower dollar values. But obviously, if it's presented, if it's on good terms and conditions, then it's something we take a serious look at.
So, Roger, to start out these human trials in the hopefully first quarter, maybe first half of next year, what kind of cash are you looking that you're going to need to move forward?
Well, we've got enough cash in order to complete our main objectives, which would be the retention of a clinical research organization, or CRO, toxicity analysis, and also manufacture of the lead photodynamic compound. So we've got capital in order to complete all those activities. The activity that we would probably need a little bit of help with is obviously running the trial, which we're looking at probably, I'd say, about $2 to $3 million. So we would be able to start the trial and start moving forward with it. And I think that once we're underway with the trial and we're, you know, showing the safety and efficacy of our drug, I think that there would certainly be some upside to the stock. And at that point, or before that point, we could raise, you know, substantial funds to support that. But we don't need a lot of funds in order to get that on board. If we are unsuccessful in raising funds, we always have the sales of the TLC 2000 technology, which we think is going to be very successful going into 2015, which is a way to hedge our bet and be able to provide capital to our cancer project internally versus seeking external sources.
Roger, always interesting to catch up with you, find out how Theralase is moving forward. As I mentioned, Al and myself are shareholders. Theralase is also a sponsor on our website. Please do not construe any of this as investment advice. We're simply just getting an update from the source over at Theralase to find out how the company is moving forward. I quite like hearing about the therapeutic side and also the cancer side, two different potential revenue streams. We'll need to see how it all plays out. Chris, thank you for joining us. Roger, thank you. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.